Here is your news for today, Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to a $50.4 million settlement with the Justice Department for robo-signing documents sent to homeowners in bankruptcy and for related abuses. Though J.P. Morgan in 2012 joined in a $25 billion national mortgage fraud settlement of allegations that it robo-signed foreclosure documents, the Justice Department's U.S. trustee program found the practice continued for borrowers in bankruptcy. This next news item simply takes the cake. The IRS is defending its decision to let illegal immigrants claim up to 3 years' refunds on income even if they never paid income taxes, telling Congress in a new letter last week that agency lawyers have concluded getting a Social Security number triggers the ability to go back and ask for previous refunds. Debt collection held steady as the second-ranked consumer complaint reported to the FTC, according to the federal agency's 2014 Consumer Sentinel Network Data Book, which was released Friday. Complaints against debt collectors trailed only identity theft, which led the list for the 15th consecutive year. As reported on Rise Media, it's important to focus on financial protection. And with the National Consumer Protection Week being observed from March 1st through the 7th, and the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, or the NFCC, is participating by connecting consumers to key resources. Consumers who are informed about their rights have an advantage over those who don't, said Bruce McClary, spokesman for the NFCC. Know the consumer rights associated with debt collection. During the past 5 years, the FTC has filed legal action against 180 debt collection agencies, threatening phone calls, abusive language, calling at odd hours, and revealing account information to others are among the ways that some of the debt collectors are violating consumer rights. All consumers should be familiar with the rules that protect their rights in these situations. A new report links breach of Anthem to a Chinese professor. New clues have emerged, further suggesting that the hack of health insurer Anthem was launched from China. Some information security experts say that attribution offers vital clues, but others question its applicability to the businesses that must defend themselves against APT hackers. The breach of Anthem, formerly known as WellPoint, exposed personally identifiable information for nearly 80 million people in the United States, including names, date of birth, and social security numbers, among other data. The breach made it clear that hackers were gunning for healthcare data. Now, a new report from Threat Connect, a threat intelligence product and services vendor, ties the malware used in the attack to malicious code that it says has been exclusively used in the past by Chinese APT groups. The report, which is based on open-source intelligence, information collected from public sources, also links the attack to a professor at China's Southeast University in Nanjing. Debt collection complaints take aim at credit cards. According to federal regulators, collection draws more complaints than any other industry. Now, details gleaned from the 39,240 collection complaints filed at the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in 2014, provide a look at the hottest friction points between consumers and collectors. The surprising result? Credit card debt collection, a declining task for collectors, is the top grievance. Credit cards were the cause of 21% of gripes about debt collectors in 2014, the Federal Consumer Watchdog's records show. That makes cards the most complaint-prone type of debt in collection last year, the first full year for which detailed collection complaints were available. Medical debts, accounting for 11.5% of complaints about debt collectors in 2014, the next largest single source after credit cards. Credit card companies are pelting consumers with more and better sign-up offers as Americans show their highest tolerance for debt in years. In a sign of growing confidence and economic recovery, consumer credit card debt reached its highest level in nearly 5 years in December, and almost entirely from credit card origination, not higher balances on existing cards, according to a February report from credit reporting agency Equifax. Overall credit card debt rose to $642 billion in December, up nearly 6% from $607 billion in December 2013. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.